o'clock on January 28th. Meeting is being held in compliance with the Open Meeting Law, and that the requirements of the law have been met with the posting of a meeting notice on the municipal bulletin board filed with the borough clerk and forwarded to the Courier News and the Star-Lite News. Please all rise.
My allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
All right, roll call.
Mayor Longo.
Here.
Councilwoman Hrncevic.
Here.
Councilwoman Vera advised you would be absent. Councilman Lopez.
Here.
Councilman Morris.
Here.
Councilman Rossi advised you would be absent. Councilman Steve.
Here.
All right, we are going to go into, as long as we get the motion and approval, we're going to go into a short executive session. Got to get a motion to go into the executive session.
Motion to go into executive session.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Good. It should be a roughly short.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
I got some work.
I'm sorry.
No. Okay. Let's see. Where are we? Okay. We got anyone from the public wish to comment? Hearing none, we will jump right into the engineer's report.
Sure. So the HVAC project over at the library, that's in the final stages. Still working with the contractor and T&M to resolve discrepancies in the contract documents. Just still going back and forth, but I think we're close to resolution on that. So I can wrap that up pretty soon. There were some issues with the DOT and their website, so I couldn't finalize everything for the 22 and 23 road program in the final closeout. So I've got that back up and running now, so I'll be able to proceed with that. Contractor did respond and did all the punch list work, so now it's just a matter of just paperwork with the state. 24 program, that was awarded back in November, so that was the Franklin Street, basically from John to Livingston to that big stretch, Farm Lane, with some drainage improvements, and then Millet overlay of Crescent, Thomas, Hayward, and Maple. Maple, the one block from Livingston to Windsor. As soon as I get the contracts back from the T&M, I'll be able to do a pre-construction meeting now that the state has concurred with the award. So once I can get that done and they get their submittals in, contracts already stated after weather breaks, he's got guys ready. I want to start doing some of the pipe work associated with that project. So I'm looking to probably start construction on that project in about 2 weeks, give or take. Moving on off of that, the last thing I have right now is the pool project. So they've completed all the backfill. The final grading and the stone subgrade, that's underway. Snow and cold weather is prohibiting that at some point. They were trying to move stuff last week and the choker that they used to lift everything up was frozen solid. They had actually put that in the truck to heat it up so they could actually use it. So that's moving forward. Once they get that completed, they can do the concrete decking around the area, and then I can get the liner. Right now, liner is scheduled for the middle of March. That's the best we could do with the liner company, which is about 6 weeks. So once they come in, that's pretty much the last piece, and then a couple weeks of that, and we're ready to fill it and go. If you haven't seen it so far, the water slide is installed. It is a monster. It's up there pretty good. There's two sets of stairs. It's about 14 foot tall, but it looks good up there. The view from up there is really cool too, I gotta tell you. The railings and incidentals are all installed too. So that's just a couple of odds and ends left once that wire gets in. And then that's pretty much it. I mean, there's not really much going on in the winter. That's pretty much it. Jazz is very happy. I didn't talk too much tonight. Glad somebody has questions, and that was all.
Questions?
Well, I know my eight-year-old's going to ask, when is it expected to open the pool?
We are going to open this season, and my goal is to have it open on Memorial Day weekend. That would be my intent. Have it open earlier than we've done in the past with the old pool. I'd like to try to get more usage out of this, even if it's on the weekends till school's out. We get those hot late May days or early June, even the seniors, we could open up, we get statues, we could open up and do some more. But I think with the school pool, I think it's more served to run more than, you know, the 8-10 weeks we go.
Stupid question. Is the pool heated?
No. Ah. No, that's why I wouldn't suggest going in the Dale.
No polo party?
That's it, right?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chairman of the Finance, Councilman Morris.
Yes, we have begun work, well, not begun, we've started to work in earnest on the current year budget. We've had a draft budget. We're going through a lot of line by line, looking to make sure we're not missing any revenue opportunities, cutting costs where we can. We've already had to implement, as you'll see tonight, an increase in the annual refuse charge. That's solely based on out-of-pocket cost increases to the borough for tipping fees. It doesn't really even factor in necessarily the any increases in DPW salaries or cost of living adjustments, but the increase just to dispose of the refuse has gone up well in excess of 10%. So we're doing an increase from $312 per year to $344 per year, which comes out to an $8 per quarter. Kind of unavoidable. Otherwise, it's just going to get lumped into the tax. Also, we're upcoming. We have meetings to review all the capital needs and assessment and commitments that we're looking to fund. That could get fairly substantial. And the year-end close. I know the CFO has. We've provided information to the auditors. So we're looking forward to, you know, obviously everything should be clean there. As far as the SID, I was unable to attend their first virtual meeting, but they have presented us with a budget. We are going to be having some discussions on that to be proposed and potentially approved at a future meeting. But other than that, nothing else there. And that should do it.
Any questions? Are we applying the money from school and shared service garbage collection directly to the, or is that going to the general fund?
I'm not exactly sure where that goes.
General fund?
They've been paying, you know that. Got the checks.
All right, hearing no questions. Chairman of Public Works and Associated Committees.
Okay. So we have a monthly committee meeting set up, which I will send out invitations for to the committee for that. The next, well, first one is on February 19th. Battle of Bound Brook prep. So our first event will be April 12th and 13th. We participate on the 12th. So that will include spring prep of the downtown, the graveyard, at the old Presbyterian graveyard by the library, and just for the Battle of Bound Brook route itself. We also need to look at the gateway to Bound Brook from the Queens Gate, since that area is now owned by the county. Work with the county on what that cleanup can be for the bridge, not only for the event, but just going forward. So probably a discussion with the county will be necessary, since we no longer have jurisdiction over that property. Architectural Review Committee, we have a couple applications coming up, one on Talmadge and February, and then the Bound Brook America's Florist in March. So we'll put together a report for that. We have a draft report for the florist already, so I'll meet with the committee. Cultural Arts Committee, we met last night. We didn't have a forum. There was only a few of us on the forum. But we went over some of the projects that we have coming up We have a new member that we appointed last council meeting, Andrew Golden, and so he'll be joining going forward. But we have the Battle of Down Brook that the cultural arts group will be involved with, and helping to get schools involved. We have a mural project or program that we're waiting for the proposal on that. I hope to have either this week or next week. So the muralist is working on that proposal. We're going to see tonight of the new business, utility box wraps. So I'll just save that for that. You know, other ideas from the cultural arts over the weekend journey through the past, and some other events at the theater for murder mystery dinners. And I know Billy Miles was on the call and mentioned some silent movies, so there's some good things being discussed. And then just back to the Battle of Bound Brook, I hope to get some ideas from Natalie and the SID on how to enhance that program, and we will have, I'll ask for dates that we can have a meeting next week, a hybrid meeting and an in-person meeting at the council here, so that we can discuss further. We were looking to maybe expand that route, but I heard now from Kathy that it's too much for her to expand the route. We wanted to come down Main Street to Maiden Lane instead of going up Bulmer Boulevard, so right now it's off the table. I mean, we're 2 months out. We'll, you know, Jasmine and I, maybe we could talk to Kathy and see just what the resource issue is and if we can't enhance that a little bit. Because we, and that's all, you know, not only enhance the program, but we are not receiving a grant from the county this year. So they're looking for us to expand the event to be more diversity and inclusion, right? I guess Jasmine was saying that, right?
Yeah, and yeah. Also just bring in more participation from the community.
More participation from the community. So we're charged with that task. Library Advisory Board, there is a meeting set for February, but that may not take place. It is a priority to resolve the remediation of the library, the asbestos, and the repairs there, so more to come on that. The Finance Committee is looking at it, the grant people are looking at it, so it is a priority of this council to see that the library gets repaired and reopened. And the Bound Brook Seniors, the meeting was canceled, was it last week? Because it was too cold. The auditorium where we have it in, the gym at the Presbyterian Church, was too cold, so the seniors canceled the meeting. I think that's all I have. Any questions? Okay. Yeah, if you have any ideas that you'd like to see at the events, you know, please reach out. We're open to suggestions.
I just have a question about the Battle of Bound Brook. The grant, is that for the Battle of Bound Brook, or is that for the entire event that the grant got denied? Is that?
So the grant covered the reenactors and the marketing consultant. The marketing consultant focused on the Battle of Bruce portion of it, and then the reenactors were so it was about, I believe it was $3,000 or $3,500 that we received from the county. But I advise that we have funds set aside through our arts fund, so that will cover for this year.
Mm-hmm. Now, have they always funded that? Because we've been doing Battle of Bound Brook for years and years now, right?
Since I've been here, yes. Mm-hmm. That's going on 9 years.
So they've funded a grant for 9 years, and suddenly they're not funding a grant.
It hasn't been for 9 years, about five?
No. It was started in 2016.
Yeah.
The grant was written, and we've gotten another year. Mm-hmm. Except this year.
And that, well, that's all right. We could talk offline about how to pay for the reenactors, but I know South Bound Brook really controls the reenactors, you know, and they kind of sent the tone of
So I think we should expand it in anticipation of next year doing it.
Yes.
In the meantime, we've got to come this year.
Yeah, I think we can add some enhancements this year as we're getting the schools involved, so we're looking to do what we can,
right?
Make it a good experience.
All right, any other questions? Councilor Rossi is not here. Anyone have to report or anyone? No, we'll skip over that. Councilor Lopez, the chair of the Personnel Administration, is with us.
So I'm going to go to the Historic Preservation Commission first. So they started the work on the nomination process for the library to be on the National and State Register, like gathering information and first steps of the process. Also, I think they provided the name of one of the companies that will, we hired. They will work on completing that process. So that's where we are on the Historic Preservation Commission. Then for the Board of Ed, they had the reorg meeting on January 2nd. They sworn in the new members. They re-elected Mr. Genussi. Richard Genussi is president. And then Mr. Michael Ball was elected as the vice president. They did accept the New Jersey School Boards Association Code of Ethics, and then they approved some meeting days for the year, and any, a lot of organizational resolutions for the whole year. Their next meeting is this Thursday, so I don't have that much information. They're meeting this Thursday, and I'll bring more, by the end of next month, because then we're going to have 2 meetings, this Thursday and then February 19th. So I'll bring in more information. And on the personnel, we have openings for the positions of the CFO and the deputy clerk. She's giving us starting on the 31st. That's the last day, and so there's some openings there, and then you're going to see in the resolution, there's one to hire Ms. Kimberly Ramirez as a full-time account chair for the Department of Public Works, which I love because she's great. That's it. Any questions?
Hearing none. Councilor Speed, Chairman of the Economic Development.
So with regard to the Economic Development Committee, two things to report. One, we're in very preliminary discussions with a potential developer on the south side of town for a project that would involve potential development. We're planning on meeting with them on Tuesday this week, so we can finalize that meeting. Additionally, we are in discussions to try to get to a resolution to have the Bird Out foundation, so to speak, that's on Main Street, taken down as soon as possible, rather than continue to allow its language. So those are two things that are in motion. I hope to have more to report on that next month. With regard to the Recreation Commission, I have nothing to report on that. The reorganization meeting is tomorrow at 7 p.m. So kind of same position as Kendall. Once we have that meeting, I'll have something to report back. And then also if I mispronounce the name, the Downward South Downward Joint Youth Alliance, they had a meeting, I believe it was 2 weeks ago. I wasn't able to attend. Linda was going to cover for me, but also had an emergency. So, but with regard to the library, because I know that's a concern for everyone in that group as well, the town has already reached out to the county to see if we can resolve the asbestos problems first, without tying up the entire library, by viewing both the updates and the asbestos remediation at one time. We've seen some positive feedback, but we're waiting for that to be sufficient. That is it, unless anyone has any questions.
I just have one comment. I know Councilwoman Brenda used to say about the minutes of the committee. Have we thought about, I know it's important to get something on the website about like the library and the pool and things like that. It seems like those are like the issues people have, or maybe some way to update like the public on economic development things without putting too much out there. just kind of like a thought that you guys, you know, for the committee to think about. Before we get questions of what's going on, commonly what's going on down the here and there.
Like reasons from each committee or
I don't know why we just pressure or just say just the economic development, why we wouldn't require every committee, but whether it was minutes or whether it was an update or whether it was a small I'm just throwing it out there and I don't know how to answer that, but just something you guys think about.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, the minutes generally are very general. Right. I mean, years ago, and I know that there's probably not maybe a requirement to have them very lengthy, but you can go back to minutes in the past, and like you would know what happened at the entire meeting, you know, verbatim what people said, you know. So I don't know.
Create like a section on the website that says minutes from the last meeting.
Technically, the ordinance says each committee is supposed to prepare a report, and then a report goes to get published or get filed or something like that. I don't want to make it an added administrative burden.
Yeah.
The council people can be, so I'm sure they would be doing minutes.
No, and I know.
He had a secretary or
I mean, in the past with the EDC, there was, you know, when Jay Carden was a council person, you know, he said, right, that minutes would be online, that the public could attend, and, right, none of that ever happened. And then the lawyer at that time said that it really wasn't a requirement that they hold minutes and that there need to be anything published. So that's didn't happen, but I understand your point, though, that people want to know what's going on and they don't attend the meetings, or, you know, it's not a hybrid setup yet, which I think maybe we're looking at, I don't know, a hybrid where people can call in, but, you know, I don't know, you know, just a few bulleted items we write, like just what we read, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to get more out of the public. I know we say we'll come to a council meeting, but.
Again, so we should we put like a section in the website
the last agenda? Like that for every community. I'm not just saying going out there kind of developing
today,
but
right,
every community.
Yeah.
So I'll pick that up. All right, no other questions? All right, very good. Councilman Garrett is not here. We're going to go into introduction of ordinance. The first reading, this is ordinance 2025-01, an ordinance authorizing execution of a lease agreement between the Borough of Valbrook and the League Fire Company 4 for the use of property located at 107 East, 2nd Street, Block 33, Lot 12, by the Department of Emergency Medical Services. The motion to move for first reading, advertise according to law, have a public hearing on February 11th. A motion? Second.
Roll call. Councilman Berchmidt?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Councilman Speed?
Yes.
Very
good.
Right
here on February
11th
on that one.
Actually, I have the question.
This one?
Yeah. I don't know. Let me know when I can ask.
No,
I'm just asking, so the modifications that we were supposed to make to this are here already, on what we have, or they will be made, or...
I was tasked to get a roof inspector to go out there. We actually got him last minute today, because of the snow. So there was an inspection done on the roof. And we're getting a final written report, but verbally he didn't find any issues. He did go up on the roof and look inside. And then the fire company did confirm in writing that they are not aware of any issues with the roof.
What about the deck?
The deck with respect to
that they want us to
allowing DPW to do the work. That was okay.
So for the next time, then we should be finalized with all of these modifications and voting the final.
Right, so the final draft of the lease was presented to you all. Yeah.
All right. Good. Thanks.
Okay, continuing with the first readings, 25-15 ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank in calendar year 2025. I need a motion for a public hearing on February 11th.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Second. Yes.
Roll call.
Councilwoman Berchovic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Councilman Speed?
Yes. 25-06, an ordinance authorizing police vehicle leasing improvements to the borough of Boundary, appropriating $200,000 thereof from the capital improvement fund of said borough. Need a motion for a public hearing on February 11th.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Berchovic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Councilman Speed?
Yes. 25-07, ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 29, Solid Waste Management, Section 29-1.2, improving the user charges. Other revised ordinance of the Borough of Boundary to increase the annual charges per unit or per dwelling unit for disposal of garbage. I need a motion for a public hearing on February 11th.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Berchovic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Councilman Speed?
Yes. All right, these ordinances are on final reading consideration. Ordinance 25-02, ordinance extending and amending a lease agreement between the Borough of Boundary and Watson Fire Company No. 3 for the use of the designation portion of the premise located at 16 Vassar Avenue, Boundary, New Jersey. To increase the housing fee, I need a motion to open for public comment.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Anyone from the public wishes to comment? And a motion to close.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All right, need a motion to pass on second reading and advertise according to law.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion by the council? Hearing none, let's vote.
Councilman Berchovic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Councilman Speed?
Yes. Okay, 25-03, an ordinance extending amending the lease agreement between the Borough of Boundary and Boundary Coast Company No. 1 for the use of the designation portion of the premise located at 510 New Jersey. Motion for public comment?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Anybody from the public?
Did they have a file of reports that were on the link? In the past, I think there were problems with that part of it.
Not for number one. I think you're referring to number two. Not aware of anything.
Oh, that's a problem. I didn't get up on that.
Anyone else? All right, the motion is closed.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Very good. I need a motion to move the order to be passed on second reading and advertise according to law.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion by the council? Hearing none, let's have a roll call.
Councilman Berchovic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Councilman Speed?
Yes. 25-04, an ordinance extending and amending lease agreement between the Borough of Mount Brooklyn and the Lease Fire Company No. 4 for the use of the designation portion of the premise located at 17 Van Kuren Avenue, Mount Brooklyn, New Jersey. A motion to open for public comment.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Move for the public. Hearing none, motion closed.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
I now make a motion to move the ordinance to pass the second reading and advertise according to law.
Motion.
Second. And discussion by the council. Hearing none, let's have a roll call.
Councilman Berchovic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Councilman Speed?
Yes. All right, very good. Resolution listed below, submitted to the governing body to review, it will be adopted by one motion. If there's a separate discussion desired, the motion may be removed by council action. Any member of the council want to remove any? No. motion to approve 25-018 all the way through 027.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Hearing none. Passed unanimously. Unfinished business. Any unfinished business? Okay. New business.
Yep, we have some new business.
Okay.
And Jonathan is going to project the presentation.
In the box on the top.
That's just this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I want this one. There we go.
Do you mind pointing at the no signal? I could use the arrow buttons to go down.
Yeah.
To go to the recent.
Be careful. Mm-hmm.
Point at the other TV. Oh, I see it. Recent.
Oh, yeah.
Here's one TV working. So, so being the liaison to the Cultural Arts Committee, I presented wrapping our utility boxes throughout the borough. So that would include Route 28, downtown, T Street. So, yeah, you could see these are just examples of some utility boxes. I want to take some more pictures of just ideas, but for us it would be working with the Raritan Valley Community College, the arts group, and with the program is actually administered by Caitlin Bundy at Somerset County. So those are just some examples of some of the wrap boxes, the vinyl wrap boxes. And you have probably seen these in many towns. So the next slide, you'll see some of our boxes that we have, right? This is Main Street and Mountain. They're just, you know, usually either graffitied or just stainless steel boxes or whatever they are, right? The next slide just has some other boxes on Bosler and Union and Mountain Avenue. And then there's the next slide just shows some graffiti on the boxes in on T Street, and then there's Bosler and Union as well. There's also a utility box, I believe, on the eastbound tracks too that may be potentially wrapped as well. So, I mean, I guess if the council likes the idea of wrapping our boxes and, you know, coming up with a theme for downtown and Union Avenue or the various locations, you know, I mean, this is near the ballpark. There is a wrapped box in Bridgewater that has a baseball theme on it, right? So you could potentially do another baseball theme there, or it could be something else, you know, and that I would, you know, maybe get some ideas from the artists.
Linda, is this free? Is it free?
Good question. I don't know. I think you probably have to pay, but the cultural arts group has funding. So there was Caitlin. I talked to her a while ago, like probably over a year ago. She did mention that there was a design created for around the Hamilton Street box, but then that was put on hold. because Hamilton Street didn't close, you know, and that project didn't go through, which is kind of, you know, that shouldn't have stopped it, you know, so, you know, I'll have to...
Because I was thinking, like, I don't know if it's possible, but we could do, like, a theme for the town. We start in Bound and then...
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have some history.
Yeah, like downtown.
Okay, so,
or that, right, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, we could put a creative brief together and get some ideas from...
Right, let's say we can have a picture of us on each post.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mary, do you
have... I would just like to point out that we had that program all ready to go last year, and because we did not receive the money in our budget, we were not able to carry this project out in a timely fashion, and we are still not receiving our funds. And so we have this whole thing already.
Well, you got your budget last year. It wasn't even held up by us, so I don't know. And that was your half. Well, that's right. We don't have to get into it.
Because that was your saying the sin.
Yes, that was that.
I don't mean to put it to the prayer of the sin.
Which is the sin. Okay. We have this entire program on the table, all voted on, ready to go, and because our funding was being held up constantly, we could not carry this out.
Well, never saw that online, I don't know. Well,
we could do it now.
Yeah. So I just want to make sure that
I can find
the speakers.
Mm-hmm. I'm here at work and I'm not trying to.
Yes. I think you have to wait for the public's.
Okay.
We'll forgive you.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, can we ask the council one more?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry. I just wanted that.
But, may I ask a question? Yeah, you can. Yeah. Who owns the utility boxes?
Whoever's with the signal. Another county owns
it. Is the signal one?
There's one that's on Main Street that's a box that actually controls some of the flood features that's in front of the commuter lot. But that's county. But, you know, the ones up on 28 would be state.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine.
Yeah, it's not going to win.
You have to do. Yeah, that was where I said.
Yeah.
And also, I think when you're thinking about this, just so it doesn't go out, like one of these that has the danger sign on it, that's going to have to. So
okay.
But,
you can.
Yes, there's going to be whoever owns is going to have to agree to it.
Yeah.
I don't think we have to laugh at every
single one. But you could, right? I mean, you could do a thing that includes danger. You can have a crazy book.
You can take it. It's free.
Use your creativity.
That would be it. It's not free.
All right. Did you want to make a motion for that, or is it a cultural
aspect? Yeah, I think we can look into this deeper. You know, I mean, I don't know the area that the SID had thought of. All I heard about was around Hamilton Street. So this certainly encompasses more of the borough that's outside of the SID's, jurisdiction. So, I'll. You know, reach out to Caitlin Bundy and see, you know, how the program operates and just what the costs are. And
all right, well, I think we'll have a SID budget presentation to see if it's still in the budget. Mm-hmm. And then we'll kind of decide whether they can do something.
So we can do something, okay.
Spread out the wealth here.
Okay.
Anything else? All right. Let's approve of vouchers, 25-028, resolution approving vouchers in the amount of $1,875,917.59. I need a motion to approve those vouchers.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Let's go to the bills now. All right, roll call.
Councilman Brinkovich?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Councilman Speed?
Yes.
All right, we are now open to the public for any additional comments.
As I said, it did have this target of one line. This is one of the earliest projects that was presented by our executive director when she came on board, and we were just not able to move forward with this in that year because our funds were being withheld. And so that's on that curve because we've moved forward with other projects, and if the borough wants to take over doing it, so be it.
Yeah, but I think, I'm sorry, can I?
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, what Councilor Miller is saying is that we could share the six safety area that belongs to the city, and we could take areas
but
that are
out of the city. We have a contract on
that. Yeah, and then it's cheaper for you guys, but we're going to pay for our part and not your part. I mean, we didn't do it last year. I hear you. It's not that we couldn't, but let's start over this year. And let's move on so we can get it done.
But our funding needs to come through.
Of course, yeah.
And can you
share for us to move forward in a timely fashion? Our funding needs to come through.
And the SID needs to show results. So it's a two-way street. And I think if you share with us what you had proposed for the utility boxes.
Came to the meeting, and our liaison gets all of the information, whether they show up or not. They do get it.
Well, now we have a new liaison. So.
Yeah, I didn't receive anything for the first meeting, but I wasn't able to attend either way. So if there was the budget presented, I went onto the Boardable website where all the information is supposed to be provided, and I didn't get anything. So I'll have to reach out and find out why.
Well, there was confusion at the time because we were told that you and the new manager talked. The person who was working downtown was you,
yeah.
And then.
Well, they set me up on Boardable, which is where I was advised all the documents, all the minutes, or the meeting.
We haven't, you know, the meeting that you didn't go to. I found you all of them.
Well, they didn't add it to my section because I checked. I checked so, multiple times, but either way, either way.
So, can you please share the utility wraps that the SID had discussed? I don't know how many years ago we don't have the program. Yeah, so if you have the ideas or what was discussed or the cost of that, if you could send that
to the community to present our work.
You were what?
Open to the community, artists to present artwork.
And was artwork created?
No, because you couldn't move forward.
Were designs sent? Anything done?
As I said, the program called for having the community come, you know, submit their artwork. Mm-hmm. And because we didn't have funding, we couldn't move forward.
Okay, so then you have nothing to send to Councilman Morris.
We don't get people to submit artwork for a program that we cannot then carry out.
Okay, do you know if it's included in this year's budget?
I don't believe it is.
Okay. So then if we want to move forward,
that's something that you can move forward with. But I'm just pointing out to you that
it's done.
Yeah.
So that funding wasn't done, I mean, through November, the SID spent over $300,000. Was this?
I need to look at the budget. If you wish to have a copy of the budget, it's going to be presented this evening. But we were told.
But my point is that you're saying you couldn't do this one project because you didn't have funding, yet the SID was able to spend in excess of $300,000.
We had employees, we had the downtown planning person who did lots of flowers, actually many more flower plantings than we have ever done in the past, and we had events, downtown events, and when you go over all of those costs, then you see what we spent.
I want to understand what it was spent on, but you can't come here and say we couldn't do this because we didn't have funding when you had funding to spend over $300,000.
At the time that the project was put forward, there was no funding to move forward with at that time because there was no money there to fund it. So then you have to move on. You can't
spend okay. Money. I mean, I understand finances as well as anybody in the room, and I mean, you had $80,000 left over from the previous year of unspent surplus. I don't know what this project, if this was like a $100,000 project or something.
$80,000 was then applied to projects that we were not able to carry out, that not being one of them.
Okay.
Other
okay.
All right, very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
I think there'll be other times that
discuss the budget. That's why I wasn't phone.
Anyone else from the public? All right, then, I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
We got a second. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.
Can you find it?
Dave.
Dave.
Okay. Oh.